好，今天感谢感谢主再一次有机会跟大家分享上帝的话语。
We give thanks to the Lord that I have another chance to share with brothers and sisters the word of God.
那么事实上今天的所选择的经文以及我要所分享的主题就是今年的教会的主题叫做家和万事兴。
I'd like to share on the theme of the, one family, a family matter.
其实就是集中在一个字，这个字就是家。
The key word is family.
教会是神的家。
The church is a family of God.
那么我们今天的讲道呢，就是是典型的解经的讲道，可能没有太多的故事啊，没有太多的这些让你兴奋的东西。
Today is a typical sermon on Jesus, and there may not be a lot of stories or many things to make you excited.
我觉得有点像白切鸡块啊，你要不太好吃，但是呢，你可能要加一点你想象力的酱油啊，或者 ketchup 啊，可以比较好吃一点。
Oh, it is like playing boiled chicken, and you may be playing, but then you need to add soy sauce and other spices.Just to make it
但是我们相信我们的生命是靠着上帝的话语，纯正的上帝的话语来滋润和喂养的。
But our spiritual life is nurtured by the word of God.
我们今天所看的经文是这一段是在以弗所书第三章一到十三节。
The passage that we are
chapter 3 verse 1 to 13. 好，我们一起来读这段的经文。
We can read it together.
Yeah.如果你要读英文的话，我想你就我们可以省一点时间啊，我们待会我们只读中文就好了。
We can read, you can read any language you like, but we'll read it only one time.
好，我们一起来读以弗所书第三章一到十三节，我们一起来读啊。因此，我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的，替你们祈祷，量必你们曾听见神赐恩给我，将关切你们的职分托付我。用启示使我知道福音的奥秘，正如我以前略略写过的，你们念了就能知道我深知基督的奥秘。这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样。这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许。我做了这福音的执事，是照神的恩赐，这恩赐是照他运行的大能赐给我的。我本来比众圣徒最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的吩咐传给外邦人，又使众人明白这历史以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的，为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧，就是照神从万事以前在我们主耶稣基督里所定的旨意。我们因信耶稣，就在他面前放胆无忌、笃信不疑地来到神面前。所以我求你们不要因为我受的患难丧胆，这原是你们的荣耀。 那么这段经文是包夹在第一节跟第十三节的里面。
This passage is included between verse 1 and verse 13.
第一节说我保罗替你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的。
Verse 1, Paul said, For this reason I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles.
所以第十三节说我求你们不要因为我为你们受的患难丧胆。
Verse 13, Paul said, I ask you therefore not to be discouraged because of my suffering for you.
这是一个患难中的信息，这是一个锁链中的信息。
This is a message in suffering, message in chains.
这是从保罗心底里面出来的一个信息。
This is a message from the depth of the heart of Paul.
我相信两千年以后，这保罗写这个书信的是大概在公元后五十到六十年。
This was written probably AD
50, AD 60. 以后如果你们我们去问保罗，我们 interview 保罗啊，说保罗你还相信这个吗？我相信保罗一定说他一字不改的会告诉我们这个信息。
Now this is already 2,000 years later. If we interview Paul, if we say Paul, you still believe in this? Paul would say yes.
我们生活在一个后现代的时代，很多的宏大的陈述都逐渐的退潮。
We live in the postmodern world, and many of the things have been changing.
都分崩离析。
A lot of things has fallen apart.
共产主义只是150年、200年前的事情，对现在已经我们就看到它的结局。
You can see communism was, 我想觉得它没办法。
但是有一个信息，有一个伟大的信息从天上发出来的信息，就是保罗所讲的这个信息。
We have a great message, the message from the heavens, and this is the message from Paul.
千年不变，2000年不变。
This lasts for thousands of years, 1,000 years, 2,000 years.
而且我相信，在未来里面，在永恒里面，在天国降临的时候，在另外一个时代也永远不变。
And in eternity, even in heavens, this will never change.
这应该是我们人生的基石。
This is something that we need to know.
这应该是我们的信仰。
This is our faith.
我们的人生应该建造在磐石之上。
Our life should build on the rock.
建造在永恒的上帝的启示之上。
Build on the eternal revelation of God.
这个是保罗在捆锁之中把他的心剖开，告诉我们他所信的是什么。
Paul told us what was in his heart when he was in chains. This is his heart.
盼望这也是我们今天能领受到的一个信息。
This is a message we can receive today.
我们对这个信息进行一些最保以弗所书进行一些背景的一些学习一些的研究，就会发现以弗所书其实不单是写给以弗所的，它是一本流传的书信。
And if you study the book of Ephesians, look at the background, look at the research, you know that the book of Ephesians is not for just for church Ephesians, it's for distribution.
我们看见一章一节里面说，保罗写信该在以弗所的圣徒，那个地方以弗所原来很多的重要的手抄本手稿里面，那个是没有这个空格。
And then when when you talk about to the church of Ephesus, but then in other versions, this was not included.
所以我们在看以弗所书的时候，你可以把以弗所那个地方想到说哥伦比亚加上去可以的。
So if the book of Ephesians is the book to Colombia.
保罗答哥伦比亚书。
This is the book from Paul to the epistle from Paul to Colombia.
你仔细读保罗的书信，以弗所书就会发现它跟哥林多书不一样。哥林多书里面有很多教会的具体的个人的信息跟问候。
It is very different from the book of Corinthians. Corinthians has a lot of specific greetings and specific things related.
但以弗所里面全然缺失这些信息。
But the book of Ephesians, this is all lacking.
他只是把上帝的直接的这个真理，最重要的真理，很原原本本的讲述出来，是一本非常庄严的书信，里面包含庄严的信息。
This is a book that is based on the truth of God. This is a very serious, very solemn book.
保罗在这个地方告诉我们的是保罗心目中的教会。
This is about what the church should be like in the heart of Paul.
这是上帝心目中的教会。
And this is the church according to the mind of God.
如果你仔细的对以弗所书三章一到十三节进行一些文本的分析，就会发现。
If you look at Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1 to 13.
这个是从正本里面正对的文本，保罗在写信的时候思路出来，突然触发了他某一个想法，然后他就绕了一个大圈子，这个英文叫做 detour， 中文叫做华彩乐章。
If you study that, you know that in the passage, this was all like St. Paul is going to go around in a circle. It's a detour. It's a big circle.
我们来看第一节，能够把它放到第一节前面的一个 slide.
And we can look at
previous slide.
Verse 1.
Previous slide.我们就可以看见第三节说，因此我保罗为你们，为什么那个地方有个破折号，有个 dash？
Then you can say that's a dash because Paul, because of this, therefore I do this.
因为这一段经文事实上在语法文本分析上，它是不合逻辑、不合语法的。
Because grammatically it was not correct.
从三到十三节，它就是整个就转了一个，它的里面触发了一个思维，然后滔滔不绝就把这一段经文一下子一气呵成全部写出来了。
From verse 3 to verse 13, it was just his thought that popped out from it, and he just continued just in one breath with this thought.
Sorry.这跟保罗平常的语法非常的不同。
It was very different from the expression.
很多解经家就会发现，如果你把以弗所书跟这个罗马书或者哥林多书放在一块，发现它的文法非常不同。
And you can see that book of Ephesians is very different from book of Romans from the other books.
以弗所书的文法里面有很多非常长的句子，这个其中三章三到十三节就是一个句子。
The grammar in Ephesians chapter 3 was a lot of long sentences.
这段经文就是一个句子。
It's almost like one sentence, one long sentence.
就好像保罗这个闸门开了以后，他里面内心的东西源源不断、滔滔不绝，这样顺流而下。
Just like Paul spoke for the first time, then the water in the heart just poured out, poured and kept coming out.
这是保罗内心的信息。
This is from the death of
这是保罗在捆锁中的信息。
This is the message from his chains.
保罗怕以弗所的弟兄姐妹，怕我们今天的弟兄姐妹不明白十字架的福音，以他的捆锁为羞耻。
Paul was afraid that the Christians at that time, or Christians today, they did not know that understand the gospel and was ashamed of the king.
保罗向弟兄们、弟兄姐妹解释，也就是向我们哥伦比亚的弟兄姐妹解释，为什么他要被捆锁，他要为被囚牢。
Paul wanted to explain to us to the Ephesus church in Colombia why he was in chains.
在这段经文里面，我们看见保罗他说得很清楚，他乃是为了神的托付，因为他是外邦人的使徒，他甘愿被囚禁。
And Paul said very clearly, because of the commission of God, because of his mission to the Gentiles, he was imprisoned.
在这段经文里也告诉我们，保罗明白那神圣的奥秘，而他忠于这个神圣的奥秘。
And Paul was also faithful to the divine secret, and he knew about the divine secret.
保罗乃是为了教会，教会乃是上帝神圣奥秘的载体。
And also the church is also the explanation of the divine secret.
保罗乃是为了教会神的国度永恒的荣耀。
It is for the sake of the church, for the kingdom of God, for God's eternal glory.
保罗在捆锁之中用这个信息来劝勉当时的弟兄姐妹，各个教会的弟兄姐妹，希望我们今天哥伦比亚的弟兄姐妹也能从这个信息里面领受到勉励。
As he was in bondage, he wanted to encourage the church, God's eternal church in Colombia, that we are encouraged.
我们 C4, 我们教会今年的主题是家和万事兴。
Our theme this year is Family Matters.
在提摩太前书三章十五节那个地方，保罗跟提摩太说，这家就是永生的教会，是真理的柱石和根基。
1 Timothy 3:15 said that Paul said that this is the house of God, this is the pillar of the truth.
在我们所读的这段经文三章十五节，提摩太以弗所书三章十五节那个地方说，天上地上的各家都是从他得名。
And that in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 13 we say that everything on earth under the earth is because of him.
这个地方 King James Version 翻译成天上地上的全家都是从他得名。
And I would say from every family in heaven and on earth, it gets its name, and King James said it's from all.
也就是说，教会是神的家，这个家有地上的部分，也有天上的部分。
This family has a component on earth and a component in heaven.
这个家，耶稣基督是房角石，使徒和先知是根基。
And in the family, the Lord Jesus Christ is the cornerstone, and the apostles and the disciples, they were the foundation.
以前的历世历代的圣徒都在建造。
And all the saints, all the believers throughout the ages, they have been building.
未来的圣徒也在建造这个家。
The believers in the future are also building up this home.
而我们今天就是在建造这个永恒的工程。
Today we are in this eternal project.
我们是在建造神的家，我们与上帝同工，我们正在建造这个永恒的荣耀的建筑。
We are building up this family. We are co-workers with God, and then we are under this for this eternal glorious project.
在我们所读的这段经文的前面一点点，在以弗所书二章十九到二十二节那个地方，保罗说：“这样，你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。”并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，我们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
And in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19, Paul said that consequently you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit.
教会是神的家，而这家就是以弗所书三章一到十三节这里面所讲的奥秘的一部分。
The church is the family of God, and it's part of the secret, part of the holy divine secret.
这里面的奥秘是指的是只有用启示才能知道，如果不经上帝的启示，此前没有人知道这样一个奥秘。
The secret can only be revealed by revelation. If God did not reveal it, nobody else would know about it.
这个奥秘的核心是在三章第六节那个地方说什么呢？是这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同蒙应许。
The key of this secret is in verse 6. The mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and servants together in the promise in Christ Jesus.
而这个奥秘在地上有形的、物质的、可见的载体，就是在三章九到十节那里面所说的，说又使众人明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的，为要借着教会是天上执政的掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
And the gist of the secret is included in verse 9 and 10, and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which is for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things. His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and to authorities in the heavenly realms.
这个奥秘与我们今天相关。
This secret is relevant to us today.
因为我们都是外邦人，我们都吃猪肉，对不对？
We are foreigners. We eat pork, right?
但吃素的除外哈，但也是外邦人。
We are Gentiles, right? Even though we are vegetarians, we are still Gentiles, according to.
我们是教会，我们是外邦的教会。
We are the church. We are the Gentile church.
保罗从心里面就是告诉，把这个信息是告诉我们，来直接面对面的跟我们讲。
Paul told us this point to tell us face to face.
这教会是神心里的奥秘，是天国的特区。
The church is the secret of heaven, and this is something that is special for us.
有一个解经学者叫 F.F. Bruce， 他诠释以弗所书三章十到十一节那个里面写到说，他的英文是这样写的 ：The church here appears as God's pilot plan for a reconciled universe of the future.也就是上帝教会在这个地方所代表的是一个特区，上帝在地上所设立的一个特区，而这个特区所展示的，所告诉我们的是未来宇宙当这个荣耀的上帝降临以后，永恒里面是一个什么样的样式。
And that was the plan for message plan.
那我们都知道特区，二十年前的深圳跟今天的中国有很多相似的地方。
You know that 20 years ago, Shenzhen was very similar to what China looks like today. It was a special territory.
那我们要问，我们今天的教会跟未来永恒国度，当心腹装饰整齐从天降下的那一刻，是不是很像呢？
Are we as the church? Are we like the bright that's ready for Christ to come?
还是说在一定程度上，我们亏缺了神的荣耀？
Or can we say that in some sense we have fallen short of the glory of God?
什么叫做教会？教会的英文就很有意思，是 church.
You know what is the church? church in English.
CH 跟 CH 代表什么？有人说这个就是 Christ。
The CH, the NCH, the
NCH。中间是什么 ？You are。
In the middle, you are.
You are sandwiched in Christ.
你在基督中间。
我们是在基督里面的。
We are sandwiched in Christ.
这个教会这个词，希腊文的原文叫 Kuriakatos。
In the original Greek, it was Kuriakatos.
Kuriakos 的意思是 Kurios 是上帝是主的意思 Kuriakos 是属于主的
It means belong to the Lord
所以教会是属于主的是主所珍惜的是主的心腹是主眼中的同仁
So the church belongs to God The church is the bride of the church because it is the pupil of his eyes
我们经常移民会挣扎说我们当地我们的第一归属是宣誓了以后做美国人呢还是我们念念不忘我们的中国呢
We struggle as the first generation immigrants. We say, are we Americans or are we Chinese?
如果你是基督徒，你要知道你的 first allegiance， 你的最终的忠诚，最重要的忠诚应该是天国的子民。
If you are Christian, you know that your first allegiance is you are a citizen of the kingdom of heaven.
你是教会的一员。
You are a member of the church.
因为你是 creators， 是属于主的。
Because you belong to the Lord.
所以教会是神的家。
So the church is the family of God. It belongs to the Lord.
第二点
Point number two.
教会是恩典之家。
The church is the house of grace.
如何进入这个家呢？
How to enter into this family?
非常的有意思。我们稍不小心，我们就会忽略，我们就会忘掉。我们以为很简单，其实是非常难的一件事情。
Very interesting. Sometimes we have ignored it or we have forgotten. In fact, it was a very difficult thing.
我们知道你要进入某一个党派，你要考察，你要申请，要考察，看你合不合格。
To enter into a party, you have to register, you have to investigate, you have to background check.
如果你要进到门萨会，你就知道你的智商达不到160。
And then if you want to the muscle, you need your IQ has to be 160.
你要进入教会。160是我刚才编的啊，不知道是不是。
I don't know what it is. Actually, it was 160. I'll just make up my number.
但你要进入教会，跟什么样的标准？那个门怎么样进去呢
？But to enter into the church, how do you go into the door? What are the requirements?
英文一个字，中文两个字 ，grace 恩典。
Grace in English, 恩典 Chinese.
这个就是宗教改革的时候五个 sola 里面的 sola gratia。
It was in the Reformation, the sola gratia.
明白神的恩典很重要。
Very important to understand the grace of God.
真正明白神的恩典就是神家里的人。
If you truly understand the grace of God, then you are a member of the family.
不明白神的恩典就不是一家的人。
If you don't understand the
其实这恩典进入神的家好像是一个很宽的门，其实是很窄的门，而且是唯一的门径。
Grace appears to be a very wide open door, but in fact, it is a very narrow way.
当我们不明白恩典原则的时候，即使天天来到教会，也不一定，也不是神家里的人。
If you don't understand the meaning of grace, even if you come to church every day, you are not a member of the family.
当我们不明白神的恩典，不是靠着恩典进到神的家中，就有可能成为教会的败草，飘摇在稻谷之上，却不一定是神所种的。
And if we enter into the church without being going through grace, then we are like the beast, and we're just following around, and it is not a member of the family.
恩典是一个非常难以明白的概念。
Grace is a concept that is quite difficult to understand.
人要接受恩典，首先必须要认识神，要认识自己，要认识基督。
In order to have grace, one needs to know self, one needs to know Christ, and also you need to know God.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音里面说，认识你独一的真神，认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
That's why in the Gospel of John, we said to understand that the eternal God and understand the Lord Jesus Christ.
一个不认识神恩典的人，他的表现是什么呢
？Someone who does not understand the grace, what is the manifestation?
他的内心深处没有安全感。
In the depth of the heart, there is no security.
他会抓狂。
And he will be anxious.
因为他没有最深的安全感，所以他不可能彻底的谦卑和舍己。
Without the security, one cannot be totally humble and give up himself.
己自己自我是一个很可怕的东西。
Self is a very terrible thing.
在我这个己没有完全对付之前，所有的服侍其实都不是在服侍主，都在服侍己。
If the self has not been taken care of, then all of my services will be for self and not for the Lord.
对付己和对付罪一样，没有别的办法根治。
In order to tackle self, just like to tackle sin, there's no other way.
只有一个药方，只有一个方法根治，这个就是真正的清楚明白在基督里面的恩典。
There is only one and only remedy is to understand and know about the grace in the Lord Jesus Christ.
就像以弗所书这一经文里面所说，二章一节说的，你们死在罪恶过犯之中，他耶稣基督在恩典里面叫你们活过来。
And in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1, as for you, you were dead in your trespasses and sins, but in which God makes you to become alive.
基督让我们活过来的方式就是以他的恩典。
And the way that you are made alive again is through his grace.
这个就是以弗所书，今天我们所读的这段这节这段经文里面的第一章三到十四节里面的内容。
And this is the content in chapter 1 verse 3 to 14.
我想我没有办法在这个地方来全部的念这段经文。
Maybe we can read this passage.
你仔细的去念这段经文，就是保罗非常清楚的阐述，在万事以前，在创世以前，在我们还没有出生以前，上帝在基督里面已经为我们预备了测不透的恩典。
Paul has explained very clearly that before the foundation of the world, God has already planned and designed and prepared for us this grace.
跟我们的行为毫无关联。
It's totally irrelevant with our.
那是还没有我们。
We have did not come to existence yet.
所以你要明白这个恩典其实非常的困难。
This is very difficult for us to understand grace.
但是你要明白这个恩典呢，有一个字足以啊，或者说你要关注一个字，在一章三到十四节这个地方，你要关注一个字。这个啊，这一段经文也是一个句子，保罗很不常见的他的表达方式。
But that's also a key. That key that's not very showing up very often. But in chapter 1 verse 3 to 13.
那么这个字在中文里面叫什么呢
？What is the word in Chinese？
就是以弗所书一章三节那个地方说什么呢？愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
That is praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
我刚才读的时候故意把那个字埋在里面，结果一下就读过去了。
When I was reading that, I kind of skimmed through this very quickly.
这个字是什么呢
？What is this word?
这个字是一个副词，副词。
This is a particular.
这个是在希腊原文里面对应的是在 aorist 的一个时态，过去的时态。
It is a word in the past tense.
这个字是什么呢？这个字就是曾。
It had
曾经的曾
，It had happened。
他在基督里曾赐给我们天上
，He had
各样属灵的福气。
He has blessed us in heavenly realms, every spiritual blessings。
是历史中的已经做成的，并且赐给我们的属灵的事实。
This is in past tense, in the perfect tense, it is already accomplished. God has already given us something that's happened in history already.
如果你不明白这一点，你就不是基督徒。
If you don't understand this, you are not a Christian.
以前这个中国这个以前有一部很有名的一个片子叫做《红楼梦》，The Dream of Red Chamber.
The Dream of Red Chamber was a classic in Chinese literature.
在那个里面表现有一个。你知道在这个里面有三个主要的人物代表三个中国的三个学说，一个是贾宝玉，代表的是什么呢？代表的是佛家。然后林黛玉代表的是什么呢？林黛玉代表其实是道家。然后呢薛宝钗代表的是什么？就是迂腐的儒家啊，这他对儒家的误读哈，但是基本上是这样的一个概念。
In the book, there were three characters, three main characters, and you can see one of them represents Confucianism, and one of them represents Taoism, and one of them represents Buddhism.
其中有一个演员太入戏了，而且不太懂这个戏。
And there was another person was not.
他演的是道家的林黛玉的角色，但是他却被这个贾宝玉的角色给抓住了。
But this person was involved in the Taoist area, but then got in commingled with another field.
最后他出家了，我们都知道他是谁。
So become a monk.
这个年龄的都知道他是谁。
And those of us who are of my age, you know who this person is.
林黛玉这么虚弱柔弱的被风吹的飘的起来的这样的一个身子。
林黛玉 was so light you can be blown away by the wind.
他要把救恩的问题扛在自己的身上。
He want to bear the burden of salvation.
他不明白这个曾是什么意思，他也不知道没有这个福音，这个曾的福音传给他。
He did not understand the word has or already happened and want to.
对于基督徒来说，救恩，你自己的救恩。是已经解决的背后的问题。
For Christians, salvation is a past tense, it's a perfect tense, it's been done already.
对于佛教徒来说，救恩是放在面前，在你的面前的一座喜马拉雅山是没有解决的问题，是要你解决的问题。
For Buddhism, to a Buddhist, the salvation is the Himalayas mountain is right in front of you, it's almost insurmountable.
对于基督徒来说，是基督帮助我们解决这个救恩的问题，然后以恩典的形式赐给我们。
To us Christians, Jesus Christ has handled the problem of salvation and has given this to us by grace.
对于佛教徒来说，是他们要去解决的问题，所以他们都是圣经里面主耶稣基督所说的是劳苦担重担的人。
So to the Buddhists, they have to handle this problem. So according to the Bible, they toil and labor very hard.
所以不能到主那里面得安息。
They do not have the rest in the Lord.
救恩的问题是人类担不起的担子。
Salvation is something that no human being can take care of.
自我的救赎非但林黛玉担当不起，就是像 Bruce Willis 也担不起，是不是？
Self salvation is something that Linda you cannot take handle it, and also Bruce Willis also cannot handle it.
如果你不知道 Bruce Willis 是谁的，就抢一个非常强壮的，像拳王泰森那种人啊。
And then Bruce Willis is someone who is strong, like very strong and muscular, like Tyson.
这不是人可以担得起的事情。
This is not something that any man can handle.
要明白这个层。
Remember, this has happened.
上帝在基督里面层次给我们的是非常不容易的事情。
He has given us this blessing. This is a very difficult thing.
我们时不时就忘了，一不小心又要把这个千斤的重担背上我们的肩上，就变成了律法主义，就失去了喜乐。
Very often, sometimes we forget this, and then we want to bear this burden ourselves, where we become legalistic.
所以进入教会，进入神这个家，你要明白是靠着恩典进入神的家，而恩典是很难很难明白的一个概念。
And you need to understand that in order to be a member of the family of God, you need to go through by grace, and grace is a very difficult concept to understand.
第三点。
Point number three.
教会乃是合一的家。
Church is a church of unity.
罪使人分裂。
Sin caused divisions.
罪使夫妻之间分裂。
Sin caused spouses, husband and wife to be separated.
罪使我们里面分裂，我们都不能够接受自己的长相。
Sin caused us to be divided among ourselves. We cannot accept ourselves, our appearance.
罪使民族之间分裂，跟印度跟巴基斯坦又打仗了。
And sin also is something about democracy. India and Pakistan, they're fighting each other.
罪使世界分崩离析，相互征战。
Sin caused all the distress and divisions and dispute among the throughout the world.
上海人看不起北京人，北京人看不起北京以外所有的人。
And so Shanghainese don't look down on the Pekingese look down on everybody who are not Pekingese.
有点夸张哈。
Maybe it's exaggerated.
但是呢，你会发现罪把人分成各种各样的等这个颜色，有的。台湾来的弟兄，你们知道什么叫做红色的，什么叫做蓝色的，什么叫绿色的，什么还有叫粉色的。
And that sin causes us to have divisions. Those from Taiwan say some of you are red, you are pink, you are blue.
各种各样的分崩离析。然而，神的家的特点应该是什么
？And all this division, all this discriminations. But what should happen in the house of God?
应该是合一，就一个字。
There should be only one word, unity.
家和万事兴的第二个字叫做和。
In the Chinese version of the family matters is that in unity.
这也是以弗所书这样经文里面第四章一到六节里面所讲的。
And also Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 to 6.
在这个我就很快的读一下，说竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心，身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们门召同有一个指望，一信 一主，一信一喜一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之主，也住在众人之内。
And then in Ephesians chapter 4, it talks about that there's one body and one spirit, and there's one hope you will call, and one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God, the Father of all, who is over all, and through all, and in all.
所以这是一个合一的家。
So this is a house of unity.
不是一个四分五裂的家。
It is not full of division and dispute.
各房靠它联络的合适。
They all are joined together and fit together very well.
我们所建的不是一个另起炉灶的家。
We are not building up another sect, another banner.
天父是那个设计者。
The Father is the designer.
耶稣基督是那个房角石。
The Lord Jesus is the cornerstone.
使徒和先知是已经立好的根基。
The disciples and apostles, they are the foundations already laid.
以前的圣徒，比如像 Polycarp, Justin Martyr, Augustine, Cappadocian Fathers, 这些都是在上面已经建造过的，他们完成了他们那一代的使命。
And all these saints and sages and believers throughout the ages, they have already put in their part in building up this family.
而今天轮到我们这一代人来建造。
Today, the challenge of this generation ourselves.
我们建造的工程是不是能存留得住呢？
The work of our hands, is it something that lasts?
这是教会是一个合一的家。
Church is a home of unity.
是历史的、现今的、未来的一个合一的家。
It is a church in unity. It's a home in unity in the past, in the present, in the future.
是天上地上的全家，天上和地上合一的家。
It is a unity between heaven and on earth.
我们在启示录里面也可以看到是各族各方各国各民所有的民都一起的一个合一的家。
In Revelation, we are told that we are all nations, all tribes, all tongues, all peoples. It's unity.
所以我们在主里面要合一，在真理的里面合一，在恩典的里面合一。
So in the Lord we are one, in grace we are one, in truth, in theology we are one.
家和。
And the unity in the family.
第四点。
Point number four.
教会是荣耀的家。
Church is a glorious home.
在第三章九到十节这个地方我们来看。
In chapter 3, verse 9-2.
我们紧紧地盯住上帝的启示，又使众人都明白，这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的，为要借着教会是天上之政的掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
And Paul said, this is to make plain to everyone.The administration of his mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God who created all things. His intent was that now, through the churches, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities, principalities and powers in the heavenly realms.
在天上的执政的掌权的，这里指的是什么？
Who are the principalities and powers and authorities in heavens?
指的是什么？
Who does this refer to?
这里指的是天使和魔鬼。
We talk about the angels and the devils.
原来我们都在一个宇宙性的 stadium 里面。
We were under the stadium. The universe is a stadium.
我们都在代表上帝 play football.
We represent God and we are in a football game.
而这个观众席上你看不见的历史地带 你虽然看不见，但是他们看得见。
And then throughout the ages, you can see audience throughout the ages.
天使在看着，魔鬼在看着，历史历代的圣徒在看着，神也在看。
Angels are part of the audience, devils are part of the audience, the believers and saints throughout the ages, and also God, they are part of the audience.
我们的荣辱成败直接关涉着神的荣耀。
The claim whether we succeed or whether we fail and what we, how we perform, it relates to the glory of God.
因为他是我们的天父，我们代表他在地上，在这个 quote unquote play.
We are, because we belong to the Father, we are on his team, we are his team.
你小孩子有的时候小孩子参加过 audition 啊，超过这个 recital 啊，你小孩子上面表演，表演得非常好，得了第一名，你作为父母你会怎么样？
And if your child go to audition and got the first place, if you're a parent, how would you feel?
哇，你里面就抑制不住的自豪啊！
Then you will be so proud of yourself.
你赢了，上帝也是这样抑制不住的自豪。
If you win, the father also feels like he has won.
如果你演砸了，你的孩子演砸了，你就跟他一起难过。
If the child did not do so well in audition, then you'll be saddened to get
the child. 上帝也是这样在天上关注着我们。
God the Father also care about us.
我们读约伯记开头的时候，我们看见约伯好像一个人很孤单的在地上 play 打球哈，然后作为一个这个上天上有一个法庭，天上这个他先是放那个 stadium 这个观众席上的那个上帝跟这个神的众使者还有魔鬼在讲话。
And when you look at the book of Job, you see Job seems like to be a lone player, one person on the team. But then the audience is full of all the heavenly angels and the devils and God also in the audience.
魔鬼跟上帝说：“我们来试试看，这个天，这个约伯，让约伯作为一个运动员，我们看看谁会赢。”
And Job said that the devil accused Job to verse God and said, "If you do this to him, then Job will deny you."
约伯以为是他一个人在受苦。
Job thought that he was the only one suffering.
但我们读约伯记的人都知道说。约伯是在一个巨大的永恒的属灵的 stadium 里面。
But all those of us who read Job, you know Job is inside a universal, eternal, and a very vast stadium.
他在代表上帝在 play 或者接受试探。
He represents God in the contest.
他不是独自一人，他得胜的时候，天使在为他叫好；他软弱的时候，天使在为他惋惜。
He was not the lone person. If he was doing well, the angels cheer for him. If he was doing not so well, the angels saddened.
只不过约伯，我们在读约伯记的时候，就发现说，好像分文有底，好像看不见。他以为是一个人很孤独的在承受这样的试探。
And Job seems to say that I have heard about you. Seems like he was very lonely and by himself.
但我们知道属灵的本质不是这样。
But we know that spiritually the essence is not like this.
有无数的人在看他。
There are innumerable people watching him.
我们还以为我们很孤独吗？
Do we think that we are very lonely?
受苦的时候也以为我们独自受苦，上帝不顾我们了。
Sometimes we say we are suffering alone. God doesn't care for me anymore.
如果你在读约伯记的时候，往后抽一步，退一步，你就明白说这是一个什么样的场景。
You read the book of Job, then you go back and then see the big picture.
我们今天也在神的家中，代表神在打球 ，quote unquote.
We are also in on the team of God playing ball for Him.
我们以为独自一人，不曾想天上的诸君，无数的天使，天使有多少，我们不知道。无数数不过来，天上的诸君就是天上的执政的、掌权的。都在看着我们。
We are playing ball, simply, but their audience is a lot of hosts. How many of that? There are lots of angelic beings, the angels and devils. They are watching us. We don't know how many.
我们忍耐，我们合一，上帝就得荣耀。
We are patient, we are united, and then God will be glorified.
我们分裂，我们结党，我们存一己之私，我们在试探中失败，上帝。就受到羞辱。
If we have division and if we have strife and if we are fail, then God is shamed.
教会是神的家。
The church is the house of God.
是神荣耀的家。
It's a glorious home.
我们都在参与建造这样一个荣耀的家。
We are all participants in the
builders. 你想你今天写的论文。这个一个期刊里面大概这个 cell 啊 science 的论文里面大概一百年以后只有一篇论文大概可以还有人在看。
You see, if you do your thesis or you write something to the scientific article,
千年以后大概是没有人看。
What happened to 100 years ago, later, 1000 years later, nobody would care about your thesis.
我们大概今天都不知道50年前打球的那个明星，这个 Tom Bradley 是什么样的人？但现在我谁知道50年前的 Tom Bradley 是谁
？We know nothing about Tom Bradley who was a star 50 years ago.
我们所做的都是无常的。
What we do is
都是转瞬即逝的。
Not last, it go away in an instant.
都会化为灰烬的。
It becomes as if it blow away like the wind.
但是上帝呼召我们建造一个永恒的、不朽坏的基业、不朽坏的家，这就是什么？这就是教会。
But God called us so that we can build a home that cannot be destroyed, that is eternal.
这是一个何等荣耀的职分。
How glorious is this duty?
我们看见圣经里面一而再、再而三出现这个主题。
Time and time, over and over again, the Bible too tells us about this theme.
出埃及记的后半部分都在描绘会幕的建造，以赛亚书的后半部分都在预备圣殿的重建，以西结是用大量的篇幅描绘圣城和圣殿的重建。
The second half of the book of Exodus talk about tabernacle, and second half of the book of Isaiah talk about the holy temple, and then the second half of Ezekiel talk about the coming glory.
我们看见大卫想建造圣殿。他已想有份于这样荣耀的事工，上帝说你不配，因为你流了人的血。
David wanted to build the temple, but God said that you are not worthy because you have shed blood.
所罗门有这个荣耀，建起了神的殿。
Solomon has this glory that he could build the holy temple.
但是耶稣基督说，你们拆毁这殿，我三日之内要再建起来。
Jesus said that you destroy this temple in 3 days, I will build it back up.
也就是说，所罗门的殿都只是一个象征，一个影像，而这个奥秘，这个实体，要在以弗所书第三章第十节这个地方揭开。
And the temple, the tabernacle, there was just an image and just a likeness. But then the essence is the Lord Jesus Christ, who was in Ephesians chapter 3. This is the reality.
这是荣耀的神的殿，荣耀的神的家。
The glorious house, the glorious home.
永存的教会。
The eternal church.
而上帝呼召你跟我一起来建造这个殿，一起来建造这个荣耀的教会。
God called you and I to build this house, to build this eternal glorious building.
我们是否愿意为之付出，为之受苦，为之忍耐呢？
Are we willing to give up something for it? Are we willing to suffer for this? Are we willing to be patient for doing this project?
保罗写这段经文三章一到十三节，就是为了勉励我们， 给我们做一个榜样，他就是忠于上帝的呼召，明白上帝的奥秘，愿意为这个永恒荣耀的殿而受捆锁的这样一个状况。
Paul was saying that so that he was, for the purpose, he was willing to work for this eternal and beautiful family, and this he was willing to work for this and suffer for this project, and that's why he was in bondage in chains.
保罗也知道这个锁链、这个捆锁、枷锁是羞辱的。
Paul knew that in chains, being in bondage is shameful.
但是他为了明，他已经明白了教会的荣耀，明白上帝的奥秘跟托付，他不以这个为羞耻。
But he does not consider it as shameful because he understood the beauty, the glory of the church and the mystery of this eternal.
他告诉那些读信的，也告诉我们今天读这封信的弟兄姐妹说，这不是这枷锁，不是他的羞辱，乃是你们的荣耀。
He told the readers and also at that time also this age that the chains being in chains is not a shame, it's for the glory.
这枷锁不是捆锁，那是真正的自由，那是为了基督，为了这个奥秘，为了神的荣耀，甘愿被囚，甘愿带枷锁的自由。
This bondage is not something for shame, but it was he freely volunteered, he out of his own free will, he was willing to do it for the sake of the glory of this eternal building.
保罗知道自己在做什么。
Paul knew what he was doing.
保罗也知道他自己为什么受苦。
Paul also knew why he was suffering.
这世界上有两种苦难
Two types of suffering.
一种苦难是没有意义的苦难，那是不可以忍受的，让人发疯的苦难。
One of the suffering is meaningless suffering. It's something that will drive you crazy. It has no value.
这是佛教的苦难。
This is the suffering in Buddhism.
所以佛教所有的动机就是为了处理这种苦难。
And in Buddhism, they do everything to try to escape from suffering.
但是我们作为基督徒，我们知道我们的受苦是有意义的，是有盼望的。当我们知道有意义、有盼望的时候，苦难就是可以忍受，甚至像保罗一样，是甘愿进到这个苦难的里面。
And for us Christians, suffering is something that is, that we have hope and something that we can endure. And because we know that there's hope, we know that we can endure. And so Paul voluntarily is willing to go into this suffering.
We are
Christians.
We understand the heart of God.
We understand the heart
of God.
We have received the grace
of God. We are
called to participate in this eternal project.
We are未来的荣耀。
With patience and sufferings, we look forward to the glory to come.
教会是神的家。
The church is the home of God.
是借着恩典才能进去的家。
It's a home that you can enter in only by grace.
教会是合一的家。
The church is unity.
教会是荣耀的家。
It's a glorious home.
教会是我们今天每一个人都在参与建造的家。
The church is the home that we participate in building each and every day, each and every one of us.
在这段经文里，我们看见保罗贴近上帝的心意，他明白上帝的心意。
In this passage, we see that Paul know and understand and the heart and will of God.
把这万古之先所隐藏在基督里的神圣的奥秘向我们展开。
So that this secret that was hidden throughout the ages, throughout history, now has been revealed and made known.
这个奥秘跟我们相关。
And this secret has related to us.
我们被包括在这个奥秘的里面。
We are included in this secret.
但愿这个奥秘可以安慰我们。
May this secret console us.
激励我们。
Comfort us and encourage us.
一同热爱教会。
So that together we build up the church.
一同委身教会。
That we commit ourselves to the church.
一同来建造教会。
That we build up the church.
即使要付上代价，也是值得。
Even if we pay a dear price, it is worth it.
感谢主。
Thank you.